שמונה צדיקים, גדול יחזה, שבס. אז הוא חזה חצה עם בו, אני תגיד, יו, אז מה אני אגיד לסתם? מה אני אמרתי אבל איזה לסתם? יש אתם הולך בזלזול הרם אמר. What is zilzul harem amayim? I don't know exactly the definition of it, but zilzul is cheapening, is embarrassing. Today's my mother's yard sale. I want to tell you guys, be nice to your mothers while they're here. Be nice to them, but be extra nice. What is zilzul harem amayim? I'll tell you. It's chatzoya. My mother used to make a certain soup that I didn't like. She used to ask me to eat it. I didn't like it. I said no. I was already grown up with children. With no children. I didn't want to eat it. I said, feel, taste, did you like it? I said, I don't like it. on Shabbos night and having a unique experience of a conversation with a Talmud Chacham who was stone blind. And has been almost all his life stone blind. And everything he reads is with Braille. So he was quoting me a long lavush. I forgot the simon number. He knew the simon number. And it was in the middle of the lavush. They went through the lavush. They tapped through the lavush with his fingertips. And they finally found it. The lavush is a famous quote from Rav Nachum, Chayyim Gimel. Who says, why is there only one Yom Kippur a year? Why not more often? See, because then he wouldn't know that it's a year gone. Because too often he wouldn't know it's a year gone. And who tells that soon? The question by opening their own Kiddush by certain tefillos. But to open, not to open. Opening our Kaddish is going lifnai v'lifnim. When you open the Kaddish, it's if we're entering the Kaddish of the Beis HaMikdash. Our tefillos are entering. See, he talks about limiting it so that it doesn't lose its impact. Somebody who worked in told me that in Kelma they did not say Shlosh Hashem Yibus after every Siddur in order not to lose the Hispanis of Shlosh Hashem Yibus, make them aware. After all, when you say your Shlosh Hashem Yibus, V'yavra Hashem Ha'polu, wow, what a statement that is. Let's take a step back. Yeah, Hashem, hold on. The Amelie Moshe. I remember when I was young, especially when I first realized what the words mean. Unbelievable to say that. Yer Hashem Bohanu. Yamayd Imoy Shom. Can you believe it? You have any idea how big the cosmos are? What means okay, well, Gordon, how big he is? Big and hidden. Vayera Hashem be'onon v'yamoy imoy shom. If you think you understand, you can understand what was saying. It was mind-blowing. Vayamoy Hashem be'onon. Ha'fulfel. So if you have such a spiral, such as the biggest themselves, it should be rare in order to retain the spiders. That's what they did in Yeshiva Kelma. I heard from a Kelma who worked there. Not afraid to make a change for the benefit of the dying. That's the question that Kihu Narav Oyoid, the day is coming, is a special Pachadik day. And also a special blessing. It's a pachad because of the din. And when you're young, I mean, you know, you got a leg. First of all, everybody in this room, besides me, maybe, is important. You're going to be nice in a car. No shot. Everyone will live forever. I'm sorry. So I mean, you know that's foolish to say that. You don't tell the people. was a laugh. But I know the thing, so you feel it like that. So, you know, you're not really scared, you know, I didn't, because you know, huh, nothing's going to happen. It's only for people like me, old people, who look at me and say, oh, you better watch out. I saw him walking with a cane. But young kids, you know, shoot a basket. Well, nevertheless, it's only another. And you can, like many things, you can bring in your mind the fact that really concerns you personally, too. And maybe you have somebody or nobody or a person that's sick, even if you die. You know, young people are dying, Shreya. Yeah, you know, it applies to young people also. Of course, the Parishon wants the generations to go on, and it seems to be less and more young. But he does. But besides being aware of all you about this, about that, about health, and broken legs, and of course, you know, as I quoted before, reminds of the Tzad Baruch, with the Iker Dinis on your Ruchnius. Are you going to become a Talmud Chacham or not? Are you going to be Zeichet Tzitzitkis? Are you going to be Rodas here? Are you going to be the same little baby at the end of the year, this one, as you just learned to play? Yom Kippur? The same bird brain? Are you going to be brought opportunities to grow? Will your life expose you? As a British long as your Rebbe. Are your Rebbe going to expose you to experiences of all sorts that will enrich you? Or you won't deserve it? We say the guy's a crud. You're made of crud. You go through life, you'll be 75 years old, you'll be the same crud. I know many people. Most people would be the same one of us. Most of them never got older than 15. Except they have to be 80 years old. They never got older than 15. They don't see, they don't understand it, they grow up and change. Russell Lanty used to say that if a kid would come once in 80 years, once in 80 years, so people, the only one bracha people would give each other. The only people you meet, people you know, would say, Mazel Tov, if I heard your daughter's engaged. Or Mazel Tov, you got a new bicycle, you're going to be rich. Mazel Tov, new baby. You know what you say to people, what kind of bracha you give a person? You should be zoicha to live to Yom Kippur. That's what the Shul Santa said. If we come once in 80 years, the only bracha people would give each other would be, you should be zoicha to live to Yom Kippur. No, people say you should be zoicha to live 120 years. No, 120 years. They know it, you know it. Some really empty words. Maybe they want you to live longer. Say longer, better off. You desire that to your kid. That would be the biggest bracha. Why? Because your kid. Russian does an exception. Different than all the years, and all your life. Because he reaches out his hand to you, and his fingers are almost touching you. And all you have to do is reach your hand back. You know, to you and lead you. His hand has reached out to you one year, one day a year. And his hand is out there waiting for a check with you. And you don't have to stretch as far as he has to stretch. Stretch is all the way. You just have to pick up your little hand and stick it out. And he'll take it in your hand, and you'll walk hand in hand with him. Down, it really winds up. Of course, they're keeping the hopper by kneeling. You give his mahapa when you leave the yomkip. I say it that way because my father died in the middle of the yomkip. Before kneeling. So I put it that way. Yomkipper. Is mahapa when you leave the yomkip. And how do you leave the Yom Kippur? By shouting, Adonai Hu Elohim.
Is when we have the opportunity
to go down on our knees to the Lord. Finally, after a whole year, after a whole sense of the children, we finally are able to put down a mat. We shouldn't touch the stone, not allowed to go on the stone. Put something underneath the chatzitza. And we go down on our knees. We're not even doing it ourselves, we're just reliving what went on at Beis HaMikdash, which is a wonderful thing, very moving. Even the name that the Shatz uses is a Masorah that was used in Beis HaMikdash. The Baron asked the Shatz in Lakewood, do you know the Nusach? Should you have Nusach? Somebody was a professor of music at the moment. He said, oh, that's a very ancient sound. Okay, good for him. That remains to us with Beis HaMikdash. I'm a sir from the past. But we are Zoicha here in Far Rockaway. Remember the first word, far, far Rockaway, how far we are. We're zoche to go down to the Bnei Shlomo on our knees. Four times. And this nobody, a Muslim woman, every time she prays, every time they pray, she goes down on the floor, touches her head to the floor. I felt this. What's the Pshat? I think Pshat's like this. We talk all want to go down on our knees. But we don't want to change. Yes, we want to go down on our knees. We prefer that. But we don't want to change. We want to go to the Holy Rebbe, and we want to kiss his hand. And then go out with his blessing. So we can give it today to our next customer and make a lot of money on it. That's not ours. Because we want to bow to him, but we don't want to change. We don't want to assume our responsibility as humans. And the Baruch Hu wants us to stand when we bow to him. It's called Amida. Yes, bow, not on the floor, bow, but stand. Because you're a human being. And I want you to be a human being. And I want you to know the Baruch Hu wants us to know that we have things that we must do and must not do. It's not just all about kissing the hand or lying on the floor. That just makes you feel good. Your kid will come, we'll let you get out. But you've got to be a mensch. You act a certain way. You have to have certain standards. Red lines. What's not doable? A conscience. A sense of right and wrong. Live by that sense of right and wrong. Hear your conscience telling you. Don't do it, you're a man. You're a man. Don't do it. You're not a fraud. We're not going to let you get away with it getting down on your knees. Now you're perfectly pious. He's good. Be a man. And be the man that the Torah wants you to be. An upright man. A Yashu. A Ben Zoyrin. A Mavakish. A Talmud Chacham. A pure Seichel and a pure heart. Let's say a father is his children. He wants them to stand on their feet and go out in the world and accomplish things and get good marks in their school when they're young. And he wants to be able to be proud of them. What does proud of them mean? Proud of them is to be proud of their accomplishments. And if a guy has a son who does nothing, and he's primarily lies in bed all day, watches smartphone, that's for sure. So he lies in bed all day, does nothing. Looks at the ceiling, looks at the smartphone, watches the videos. But the kid, when he gets up, he bends down, kisses his father's hand. Some days he bends down and ties the father's shoes for him. He said, "Daddy, can I bring you a coffee?" And his father standing with one of his friends. And one guy said, "Well, I have a son in Lakewood." The other one says, "I have a son in Harvard." And what's he supposed to say? "I have a son in bed." Well, but doesn't he love the son who comes in and kisses his hand? He might, but he's terribly, terribly disappointed. Yeah. It's a heartbreak. What's the matter with that kid? Is he retarded? What's the matter with that kid? Is he retarded? That is the attitude the Virgin has for us. He's our father. He wants us to be the kind of people that he's proud of. Especially Yin. We're his children. He wants us to stand strong against the shayans. Stand strong for the Torah. To have charata when we make a mistake. When we do an aveira, that wasn't even a mistake. Admit it. Pick ourselves up and go further. And to recognize that the tachlis of it all is Adonai Hu Elohim. That's the tachlis. For myself and my family, and I hope for all of you, I hope for Klal Yisrael, that will take advantage of the upcoming Yom Kodesh. You reach out a hand the way he wants us to reach. Become good people, tall people, strong people. To admit our wrongs, to make up good things, smart things in how to handle it. And he'll respond to us all with Mara Simatai.
what would that when you're Kippur? If the word is that we're not supposed to like kiss our father and still like do nothing all day, so why do we bow when you're Kippur?
It's